A commission appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo to investigate public corruption is holding its first series of hearings. At the kickoff event in New York City this week, a prominent figure in busting corruption in the legislature announced he's found a backdoor way to confiscating the pensions of convicted state politicians. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Co-chair of the Moreland Act Commission, William Fitzpatrick, who's also the Onondaga County DA, summed up the mood in his opening remarks at the first hearing.
You might think that if you ran a business where 35 of your employees in a five-year period were indicted, convicted, or investigated and let out in handcuffs, that this might invite a period of reflection on your part, a period of self-examination. Something along the lines of one business partner saying to the other, "Who the hell are we hiring here?"
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who uncovered several instances of corruption in the legislature this spring, including the separate bribery and embezzlement cases of former Senate leaders Malcolm Smith and John Sampson, was the first witness to testify.
Public corruption, based on all the evidence, appears rampant. And the ranks of those convicted in office have swelled to absolutely unacceptable levels. We've had to prosecute state senators, as well as state assemblymen, elected officials, as well as party leaders, city council members, as well as town mayors, Democrats, as well as Republicans. In an age often decried for increasingly bitter partisanship, we can say that public corruption in New York is truly a bipartisan affair.
Bharara announced that he's found a way to seize the pensions of any public officials that are convicted of corruption-related crimes. He says he's already filed papers in two of the cases he's prosecuting. He'll require the politicians, if convicted, forfeit the amount of money that they would receive in the future in taxpayer-funded retirement benefits.
Convicted politicians should not grow old, comfortably cushioned by a pension paid for by the very people they betrayed in office. So my office has adopted a new set of policies. First, going forward, we will seek appropriate fines that take into account the money a corrupt official might derive from a publicly funded pension so that the punishment fits the crime and so that we can take the profit out of that crime.
Some legislators have proposed enacting a law to take away the pensions of convicted lawmakers, but the state's constitution prohibits it. In order to change the constitution, it would require the approval of two consecutively elected state legislatures and then go before the voters. That process could take years. The commission, charged with probing corruption in campaign financing, is already looking through the records of campaign donations held at the State Board of Elections. It's also sent letters to state lawmakers, who are also attorneys, asking them to disclose the names of all their clients they've represented in public, civil, or criminal cases, and the amount of money they received in legal fees. Partly as a result of those letters, all of the main factions of the legislature have hired private attorneys from prominent law firms. Republicans in the Senate have even hired a former U.S. attorney, Bharara's predecessor, Michael Garcia. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says she finds that disappointing.
It raises questions. What are the legislators trying to hide? What are they so frightened of? When you have an entire legislative body that seems to be very dedicated to secretive behavior, even if they have nothing to hide, it just looks bad.
Common Cause is among the group scheduled to testify at the next public hearing of the Moreland Act Commission to be held September 24th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.